A judge has conditionally approved the Purdue Pharma opioid settlement. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A federal bankruptcy judge has given conditional approval to a potential $10 billion plan submitted by OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to settle lawsuits filed over its role in the opioid crisis. Under the settlement, the Sackler family would give up ownership of Purdue Pharma and contribute $4.5 billion to the fund. The Sacklers would also be freed from any future lawsuits over the opioid crisis. U.S. bankruptcy judge Robert Drain said he will formally approve the plan Thursday if two technical changes are made, but nine states, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and the U.S. bankruptcy trustee oppose the settlement. The state of Washington plans to appeal. I'm Mike Gracia.
Japan reported a fresh contamination case involving Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, threatening to slow the country's sputtering inoculation campaign. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The health ministry said on Wednesday that contaminants in at least one of the incidents were found to be particles of stainless steel. It added that it did not expect the incident would pose an additional health risk. The findings were the result of an investigation by domestic distributor Takeda Pharmaceutical. Takeda said the most probable cause of the contamination was related to friction between two pieces of metal in the machinery that put stoppers on the vials. The company was citing a joint investigation with Moderna and Rovi, which bottles Moderna vaccines. The country suspended the use of over 1.6 million doses of Moderna shots last week after being notified of contamination in some of the supply.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Italy began requiring domestic travelers to show a Green Pass certificate on Wednesday in a bid to boost vaccinations and limit COVID-19 transmission amid threats of disruptive protests. The document certifies that the holder has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine more than 15 days ago, has tested negative in the past 48 hours, or has recovered from COVID-19 in the past 6 months.